Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark is off today. And my guests today are Megan Blado, who's the director, and Stacy Miller, who's acting in Steel Magnolias, which is a production by Anchorage Community Theater, which opens January 27th. And Steel Magnolias is a familiar play, but lately ACT's been doing some pretty wonderful stuff. What are you doing with it?
Well, one of the great things that I in particular enjoyed directing Steel Magnolias is that no matter how far away we get from that show, it's about real people going through real situations and laughter through tears, I think, is what Steel Magnolias is ultimately about. And so every now and then it's a really great show to come back to.
And I suppose for the audience, there must probably be many people in the audience who aren't familiar with it. Give me just a brief rundown on the plot.
Well, absolutely. Well, Stacy here plays Truvy, who owns a beauty shop, and it's about six women who come into that beauty shop on Saturdays and get their hair done and talk about their life and the situations going through. You meet Shelby, who is a diabetic and is getting married at the beginning of the show. And you meet her mother, who's a little overbearing but means well. And then these wonderful caricatures of people in the town. And they go through these life situations that we all go through and punctuate it with jokes and hairspray.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
That's excellent. And you're playing the beauty parlor operator.
Yes, my beauty parlor is my carport that my husband has redesigned so that I can support him. And my best friends in the world visit me every Saturday. And we do a little hair and a lot of talking.
It's a wonderful play. It's about real people, as you said.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it will ever wear out, really. It's just excellent. And I like it very, very much, and we'll certainly come and see it. What are the situations? It's not all funny.
Well, it's not all funny. Robert Harling, who's the author of the show, wrote it based on his family. And his sister, I believe her name is Susan, passed away when she was 32, and she died from kidney complications about a year and a half after childbirth. And so this is a story that's very, very close to his family. And I was actually just reading today a little bit about Robert Harling, and he was worried after he wrote the play that it was going to be too hard for his family. You know, he was having such trouble with it. He was never a playwright or a creative writer before this, but a playwright friend of his said, go and write down what you're feeling, because he was so angry and frustrated about it. And so he wrote about these women in his town and about his sister and his mother. And he showed the script to his mother, and she was just crying and crying because it was so close to their hearts. And he said, I'm sorry, Mom, we won't do it. We won't do the show. You know, I don't want it to hurt anybody. She said, no, you have to do the show because it's truth. And I think that's the ultimate thing about Steel Magnolias, is there's tragic things that happen in it, but the show is about getting past the tragedy. It's really, I like to think of it as a comedy with some some hard things that happen in the show, because it's about real people going through real situations. And so when you go to the show, everybody, man, woman, kid, adult, will find something that they can relate to in this show.
And it gets done often and well, I must say. Lately, ACT has been doing some really wonderful work.
Absolutely.
Just absolutely. Yes. First class.
You know, and I feel so blessed to be a part of Anchorage Community Theater. This is my first time directing for them, and to have these six amazing women that I get to work with every day. You know, Stacy here, who plays Truvy and works for the Anchorage School District during the day, and then we have a couple college students, Susanna Perkins and Morgan Mitchell, and then we have two ASD teachers that that direct plays within the schools. We have Wilma Keller from Diamond, and then Aaron Mitchell, who is directing the plays at South and also works with me at TBA Theater Company. And then we also have Lois Simonson, who's very new to me, and I'm enjoying working with her so much. She does a lot out at Eagle River, and these six women just... Last night, I think we broke down at rehearsal laughing. I think I laughed so hard I cried twice because we're just, it's just such a great time and such a great ambiance for these to be around.
What do you like about the play?
You know, it has been so much fun, and I'm pretty new to community theater. Last year, about this exact same time, I was cast in Little Women, and that was my first adult play experience, and Aaron Mitchell was the director, and that is how I realized that as an adult, you actually can still enjoy this world of theater. And being able to now, this year, start off 2012 with Megan directing Steel Magnolias, it's just an amazing experience for me. It's a small cast, the same as Little Women. That small cast feel. We have a few people that we've worked with before pretty closely and a few new people, and we've quickly bonded. I think my favorite part of coming to rehearsal is knowing no matter what, we will be spending most of the time laughing. So at times getting through our lines can be challenging because we're having so much fun, but you really can feel the bond quickly has formed between the cast, and that will come through for the characters, and we just have a wonderful time.
Excellent. Did you learn your skill at TBA?
You know, I have taken a few different TBA classes, and that has certainly helped. I was also in a TBA production of Peter Rabbit, which was really fun, and my daughter was in that show with me, which was quite an experience. So I got to wear a big rabbit suit and be a Mrs. Rabbit, and also I had to learn a Scottish accent, which was much more challenging than I could have imagined. So I'm finding the Louisiana accent a little bit easier than Scottish, but yes, I think throughout the year I've had different experiences with TBA that has allowed me to now, thankfully, be cast as Truvy in ACT. So thank you,
Very
Megan.
Good. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guests Megan Blado and Stacey Miller, who are producing and acting in Steel Magnolias, which opens next weekend at ACT. What are you doing about... a set in this?
We're very blessed to have Brian Saylor doing our set design.
Excellent.
And we've had Kate Williams, who's a volunteer coordinator at ACT, calling people all over the city with requests for beauty chairs and beauty supplies. We have Laura Immler from Laura Lorraine Hair Design, who designed all the hair for the show. And it actually, all six of the girls have appointments with her this week to 80s-fy their hair because the show takes place in 1983. So it's going to be a really fun time, and the set is we decided it's a double long carport, I think is what we decided, because the space at ACT is so unique. It presents some challenges both as a scenic designer and as a director to make sure that everybody in that space really enjoys it. For people who haven't been there before, it's a very long space and a very intimate space. And so I guess the other thing that we want to make sure is if you have any hairspray allergies, don't sit by a beauty chair, because you'll
Stay
be right
away
there
from Truvy and Anel.
getting the hairspray with them. So make sure that you sit, you know, in the back row so you're a little bit farther away. One of the great things about that space, though, is that you are right there with the action, and you can't help but feel what these women feel in there.
That's true of all theater in Anchorage. With the exception of the PAC, because Cyrano's and other theaters in Anchorage are all intimate like mm-hmm. that, so that you feel like you're really there, especially in a bar play that takes place in a bar, which is when I first noticed it, or something like this. You're in that beauty parlor. You're not sitting in an audience. You're there.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, as an actor, I think it's probably pretty challenging to kind of ignore the audience a little bit. But as the audience, you're so immediate in that space, and it's just a real blessing despite its challenges.
If people sit too close to Truvy, she just might do their hair.
No, that she's been instructed by Laura, our hair designer, that she needs to always have a comb in her hand because hairdressers always talk with their hands and always have combs and scissors or stuff going on with their hands. So it's given Stacy and Susanna, who plays Annelle, the other hairdresser, a lot to work with.
You open on a week from now. How is this? How are the rehearsals coming? Are you getting past the giggle stage?
We're just getting to the point where we got to kind of buckle down. We were talking about last night that we're starting to get used to the laughs a little bit more, but it's still new. And part of the great part about this cast is that they have bonded really well as a cast. And so, because if you don't believe that these six women have been friends for a long time, then you're not gonna believe in the show. And so, even though the laughter derails us sometimes, I know that these guys are going to be able to pull it all together and create a fantastic show for our audience members.
Excellent. Excellent. We're beginning to run out of time, so I'm going to ask one last question. What are you going to do next?
Well, I am going right out of Steel Magnolias after opening weekend and auditioning The Three Little Pigs for TBA Theater and directing that production, which will be at APU's Grant Hall at the end of February. And it will overlap with Steel Magnolias one weekend. So I will be a blessed director having two shows open at once at the end of February.
And I think I'll go back to being a mom for a while, and my daughter will be auditioning for Three Little Pigs, so I might get to help a little bit with the backstage production of that.
Sounds great. Well, I want to thank you both for coming, although I'm going to hold you a little longer to help me with the calendar. Megan Blato and Stacy Miller, thank you very much for coming and telling us all about ACT, that's Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming production of Steel Magnolias.
Thanks for having us, Jean.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. Audition times and locations for Rent have been sent as follows. Tonight at 6:30 to 9, and tomorrow from 1 to 4. That's at the Dance Studio in the Professional Studies Building at UAA, which is connected to the Wendy Williamson Auditorium. And there also will be auditions on Sunday at 1 and again at 6:30 at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. For either audition, prepare an accompanied song. For more information, contact Stephen Alvarez at 632-2212.
Opening tonight, Cyrano's presents Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which runs through February 5th. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And up in Wasilla, the Valley Performing Arts Center is presenting God's Favorite, which runs through January 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And Anchorage Community Theater's production of Steel Magnolias opens Friday, January 27th and plays through February 19th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.com. All one word, .net, or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.